Cougar season.
Should I just read on the comedic premises?
If you wish.
I don't have a...
Remember, we don't edit ourselves anymore in the sense of we're just going to go, riff, and see where things take us. And if we get a good bit, you know, we get a good bit.
And if we did it, then we did it,
No, I didn't. Well, why did I want to load your stuff on my computer?
I don't know. Why would you want to? Why does anybody do anything? What I use for my word processing software.
Yes.
It's like bare bones thing that comes with Apple.
Uh-huh.
And when I try to open up Word documents in it,
this is what I get.
A Japanese shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing new, obviously.
Oh, menu bar. Oh, that's what I wrote. Menu bar configuration toolbar. See that shit?
That
is fucking gonna tear them up.
That's what your computer writes while you type it.
Yeah. I don't write jokes. I type things and then the computer pieces them together at an interval in which I can translate.
Let me see if I can get to where
that is. Well, your girlfriend doesn't have a computer.
Yeah, it'll work.
Oh. Well, take stuff from work, dude.
They're going to close that fucking place down someday anyway, man. You got to get what you can.
I'm saying. Are you adequately prepared to rock?
Oddly enough, your band names is in a text format, and I can open that. Emo band names, country band names, metal band names.
I did, because that's, you know what? Because that's why I had to take it with me to SF for Shano, and I had to make sure I had a format that I could use. So I put it, I paste it in the text, so I'll have to do that next time if I bring anything over here. All right, well, that one's,
I'm trying to think of anything.
That's true, the pooch. How do you manage to get this in your ass? That's why I'm touching in the middle, but, you know, I don't know.
It's tough.
It looks a bit.
You gotta really relax. That's the key.
Well, that's why, you know, you're late. You can relax you properly. Oh, the glory of it all. Sean's blonde bombshell mother regularly entertains Black Panthers and movie stars in the family's marbling glass penthouse. His enigmatic father uses a jet helicopter to drop Sean off at the video arcade. The three live happily together, 800 feet in the air above San Francisco. In an apartment at the top of a building at the top of a hill, full of light, full of voices, full of windows, full of water and bridges and hills. But when his father divorces his mother and marries her best friend, Sean's life blows apart. His memoir shows us how he survived, spinning out a deliriously searing and convincing portrait of a wicked stepmother. A meeting with the Pope, disastrous sexual awakenings, and a tour of the planet's most interesting reform schools. Oh, wait a minute. The author's name is Sean.
Right.
And the main character's name is Sean.
That's because it's a memoir.
Oh, the glory of it all.
Oh, right. Oh, you mean he's talking as himself? Yeah.
I cannot think of a book I want to read less.
I bet you could try.
Oh, The Book of Mormon. I do not want to.
How about a single wake? Oh, an awake track.
How about the Quran? Another book I don't want to fucking read. How about anything with Paris Hilton's name on it? Although they had a little Paris by the Days book, and then you filled in like your little aspirations as the day went by. So like, it was like just more like a book that you put your personal things in that I saw it.
What about
Oh God, I was just close to buying it too, because it's just the funniest thing. You know, like for young ladies aspiring to be trust fund whores. Yeah, they can't give it up for that.
Is
is that your aspiration for young ladies?
You can't actually aspire to do that, but that's kind of what you're shooting for.
That's,
if you're trying to emulate, if you emulate her in a way.
I suppose, I don't know. I think you're just trying to emulate being a socialite.
Not necessarily. You kind of need the money, and then if you spend your time.
You need the money. You do.
Obsessing over irrelevant people, you're not going to ever actually have the means to fund yourself that way.
That's why you become an executive assistant.
And yeah,
then you can be shit on by those people forever, or as long as you have that job.
You get that until it moves you up the ladder.
I don't think that job moves you up any ladders. You just get to work for better people.
Well, you just, that's why you job hop. It's interesting.
What is?
Nothing.
Something on your head?
Nope.
You're picking at your head. You're picking at your head like a monkey.
I know. It's a bad habit. Let me get my hair cut. I'm just missing less hair on my head.
Oh, well, that's boring. Apparently it's not helping.
Hey, there's that street in San Francisco.
Lombard? Isn't that what it is?
Nope.
What is it?
Lombard Street.
Oh, is it?
But that's only a part of it. Like, it's a very short block.
It's the curvy street block with the garden.
Yes. I want to drive down it. All right.
What a waste.
Yeah.
All that pavement that can be there. You can have, like, a good 2-3 lanes of traffic by either way.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking waste. All that fucking gardening for nothing.
And then there's, like, strange people always coming by your neighborhood taking pictures of it. And
I think it's actually awesome, but it's an interesting, that's like a print of somebody's, I guess, pastel, like one of those serialed limited prints.
What number is it?
Lithographed or whatever that's called. I don't know what's on there.
It doesn't matter. There's probably 800 million of them anyways.
No. There's only like 3.
Yeah, but like someone did another one, and then there's probably 8,000 people that have done that.
Oh, yeah.
Every artist that's gone to art school in San Francisco goes, well, here's course 2 out of the curriculum is go draw Lombard Street. Which is the Fashion Institute of Art at San Francisco. Might as well get it out of the way. Then the Golden Gate Bridge.
Alcatraz,
bing, and it's a fucking streetcar.
And the side bar.
And, yeah. And, eat some rice-a-roni while you go.
In life drawing, you're going to do the Buffalo and Golden Gate. You're going to do some alleyway mavens.
You're going to get a Thai massage by an androgynous Asian person.
And then you can catch a show later.
And then you can get the best pot stickers you ever had in the world. I bet that was right next to the Thai massage place, and I can't remember the name of that. Probably the Hunan or something, but fucking
crazy. I'm willing to wager there are better pot stickers on the other side of the Pacific.
No, we have more quality ingredients.
They have a real thing going on there.
Ancient hand-hammered woks.
Exactly. Seasoned over 200 years of use.
200 dynasties.
200 dynasties.
That's good.
Yeah. Exactly my point.
Oh my God, you have a point. I thought you always kept it irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Sir Anderson.
I try.
Irrelevant.
We could watch that. I have that.
Oh man, that's a fucking whole project. Because once I start watching The Matrix, I can't stop. Here we go. Is this my life? Could it be? I need a blue jelly bean to help me decide. I have dandruff, Rita.
That's, yeah.
This special ice cube's made out of tadpole water.
No. We get that water from the clean side of the tank in the bathroom.
Ooh. You take the black smudge out off the, that's tasty.
I try to filter that out and save it for later.
I'm not sure exactly what that is. What is the black smudge?
I don't.
The tank on the back of the toilet.
I think it comes actually from stuff that floats off that stopper.
Off one more.
That's the idea.
Perfect. I'm letting it in hog the Rita's, the dandruff Rita.
Oh, man.
I kind of want tonight again to happen like last night, because last night was so good that I would do that one more time.
What, the LCK?
Yeah, and the whole, you know, lots of people and women around and everybody enjoying themselves. And
it's always nice.
I guess it's going to happen tonight. So. I got attention. And, you know, stuff like that. But it's why the women, the musicians get the women, and the comedians just get, like, you know, people to hang around with so you can keep making them laugh. Because the musicians are generally happy, and the comedians aren't.
You sound, bitter?
A little bitter
or broken up about your choice.
I can't really be a musician.
Why not? Aside from the obvious late start and all that shit.
Aside from not wanting to?
Well, there's that.
Hey, think Steve Perry want to be a musician?
No.
He want to get some pussy.
Okay?
I think you need to get your priority state and realize you're going to have to make some sacrifices.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, you think Paul Stanley wanted to be one of those greatest American songwriters of all time? No. It just got in the way. He was trying to get pussy.
I'm making excuses because I can sit there and just tell chicks how gorgeous they are in front of the cold bar. You know? As long as I'm not too, overly liberal with the compliments, so they seem trite.
Myself internally that I need to stop that.
What?
The utterance of that three-letter word that's not even a word. Is it just
E-H-N?
Mm. I always thought it was, or mine is U-H-M.
You know, like, I don't think I've, like, you know, said that, like, you know, a lot in a lot of, like, you know, when I'm, like, you know, telling stories and stuff, you know, related to people, and then, you know, I say, yeah, I don't think I've done that at all until I just started making fun of myself for doing that, which is great.
Did you make you feel smart?
No, because I wasn't trying.
Because it sounds super intelligent, though.
You know, it does.
You know, like, I went...
But the best thing in life cannot be quantified. Intelligence, love, beauty, humor.
So what are we doing? We're casting fishing lines out into a bottomless sea just hoping to get a bite?
Well, a bottomless sea would be great because there would be a bottomless amount of fish. But there isn't a bottomless sea.
There wouldn't be bottomless enough
fish. Casting lines into a puddle of...
A puddle?
Oily water...
Nice. So our listeners live in oily water puddles.
Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were picking up on my. I thought you were scooping when I was pooping. That's my bad.
That's okay.
I thought we were in the same train station, getting on the same train. Alas, that was not to be the case.
You're going to Interlock and I'm only going to Winterthur.
Which can be a problem.
Winterthur.
If you think you're going to the same place as somebody.
Those only two train stops I can remember in Switzerland. Right away.
I like how you just busted them out, though.
That was pretty good. Why do those two stick out so much? Because I've been other places more.
They just did.
But those are two good words, so that's why. Interlocken and Winterthur. It'd be interesting more if someone picks up on those before I explain where they were.
Well, you explain it pretty quickly. We could always kind of cut it up.
Yeah.
No. We're not going to do that. Because that'd be stupid. How do you elongate something? You'd have to keep talking about Winterlocken, Wait, Interlaken Winterthur.
Is that right?
Winterthur.
Winterthur.
Winterthur. I believe that's correct.
There's probably some European point.
Sure, or Davos.
Shooting.
Locarno.
Shooting adult films in the Alps somewhere in one of those towns.
They don't allow that there. You have to go to France.
Man, they're pretty liberal there in France.
Yes. Maybe Austria.
The Austrians.
Maybe Germany. They've all got a little piece.
A little piece? What do you mean?
Of the Alps.
Oh, I got you. A little piece of the Alps. Austria, Germany, Switzerland, France, Italy. What about Turkey? I'm joking.
The Alps are out in Asia, my friend.
What about Portugal? Would you consider Turkey Asia?
It's Iberia. Well, considering it's on Asia Minor.
Yeah.
I would.
It is in that little
Eastern Asian part. I mean, Western Asian part.
Yeah,
farthest western point of Asia.
But I mean, that Western Asian, Middle East type of crux of the tree thing, you know? I mean, I'm just saying, I know, I can see how people would be like, oh, it's definitely Asia. Oh, it's definitely Europe. It's like,
But Europe didn't exist until after there was a Turkish deal. I mean, it was Rome.
After there was a Turkish deal?
Rome.
Coffee?
Yeah. Turkish coffee.
I've never had Turkish coffee. I've had lots of coffee, never had Turkish coffee.
I hope the emissary gets the money from my parents to bribe the officials so I can go home.
Something like that. I think it would sell. I mean, hell, You're in Town was a big hit.
Turkish Delight Express by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's his musical retelling of the Midnight Express.
How do you know you want to be a prolific musical writer?
I don't think you know. I think you start doing it, and then it's something you become.
You become something.
Well, you're working on that. You're doing things to become something else.
Be a thing. I want to be classified.
What do you want your classification to be?
007.
Monkey nuts.
What? Guilt-free killing?
Guilt-free. You think that's guilt-free killing? Well, I mean, he doesn't have to worry about being prosecuted, but do you think it's guilt-free? I'm just saying, I bet sometimes he has to kill somebody, just gets in the way.
Well, no. See, you do is you jump out of the truck before it runs him over. You go, act of God.
Yeah, that sucks too, because insurance doesn't cover that.
You flee the building that you've kind of set the explosives up in. Hey, could have got out. It's only a little quicker.
I got out.
It was the same countdown.
Everyone saw the clock. And I know you guys were tied up, but I'm just saying.
Yep. You ever seen that movie Saw? You know, gotta make a choice. Might not be pretty. But I'll never want to die.
That's right. Those people
take the key out of your eye hole.
I didn't see those movies.
They're pretty good.
You enjoyed them, huh?
Yeah, and I'm not really a big horror about it, but
what did you think of the dude with the mask or whatever? The oh, there will be pain.
I can't tell you because then I'll tell you what happened.
I don't care. I'll probably never see him.
Well, in the second one, you find out more about the guy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and then you see what, you know, he's not so different than his victims. But, so he...
The ironic twist.
Well, the ironic twist is that he's helping them, but being a fucking total bastard, you know, while he does it.
Well...
I guess he fancies himself as a god, which is why...
Stern father figure.
Yeah.
Someone's got to set the rules.
He enjoys playing God since his life is on the brink.
himself. I think a lot of people enjoy playing God.
Well, only in movies.
Oh, no, I mean in real life. They just don't realize they're doing it. It's called fucking.
Hi, I'm Hefe. I'm auditioning for the role of God. Didn't know quite how to prepare for this, so I...
So what I did was a little five-minute interpretive dance called How I Created the World.
In 6 days.
Yeah, I don't, There I go with it. You see it? See? I just did that for no reason, because there was a little lull, and it ended with that damn word.
What do you
even call that? No,
I don't know. This show is supposed to have a point or something, but then every other show...
When? Has this ever had to have a point?
Every show has a point.
Every one of y'all shows had points.
No, they didn't.
I'm bored of it.
So, you didn't have points all the time at all. Well, you have an agenda.
That's not points.
Yes, it is.
No.
The point is to fulfill the agenda. To follow it.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm. The point of your place is to look Japanese. I really think so. But
turning Japanese, I think you're turning Japanese. I really think so. But
you've already fucking imported the goddamn floor. What's next? Supposed to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Hey, last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it. Ooh. There was this lady came through work and she had like this blondish, this bad, horrible blonde hair. I'm like, is that your hair? Or are you going to feed a horse? I thought it was pretty good.
shit. What did she think of that?
Oh, I never say what I'm thinking to people.
Oh, I thought you said yours. I thought you said you had told her that.
Well, it's funny if I say that, but I don't know. Maybe it's just randomly go around and insult people.
You were getting closer today,
though, know, because it's the thing is that people that are easiest to insult.
Just remember how much fun you had today with the, hey, there's two spaces right here.
Oh, but, okay, see, I said out loud because that's some dude in his mega huge fucking pickup truck, man, trying to park it in, you know, in a compact space at fucking Safeway. That is completely different than some woman that has bad hair. You know? She's already got it rough enough. That dude can afford a freaking huge pickup truck. He's fair game. You can't pick on the smallest people. You know?
You can.
It always pops into my brain. I just never say it. Because then, you know, what kind of person am I? See, if you exercise proper free will, you get into heaven.
What?
So you get into heaven.
By exercising proper free will, what the fuck is that?
You don't, you know, you make correct judgments about
you make correct judgments
like I'm not going to kill that person. You know, there's using your free will.
I got you. So that's what gets you in heaven.
So then God goes, hey, decided not to kill. That's in the pro column.
So that's that. Is it a weighing of your good and bad, or is it as simple as, you know, just taking Jesus your savior? You got that instant freeway ticket. You're in the fucking.
No, I don't think it's a weighing because I think anything bad, you know.
So are you saying
life is made up of little things?
Not necessarily.
I agree with
very big things. Big events, I mean, big events, everybody knows they're big events because there's fucking ceremonies and shit around them, like trials or
like
wedding.
Super Bowl.
Or a Super Bowl or, you know, some kind of
tradition. Raising the dead.
But all people go through a series of small events.
I agree. But my point being, so if you have a series of, you know, of mostly small events, a lot of them are on the bad side, and you have one big bad event, but you've, you know, taken the Lord Jesus Christ your Savior, you don't get in? I was told you were getting, you know, that was your get out of jail free card. I mean, that's like, you know, I was always told that was humanity's big, I mean, I don't know. I'm not asking this from a facetious, trying to ridicule anything standpoint.
Yeah, but that's where you're also saying that, well, that's why they try to convert people on death row. That's why there's Susan Sarandon's there trying to tell Sean Penn. Whatever, that movie kind of sucked, actually.
Did you ever see it?
Dead Man Walking!
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah.
Kind of sucked. Well, it's hard to really beat a great movie when you're kind of, the whole thing's on a downer note.
Yeah.
I mean, not only is the whole movie basically metaphorically pulling his teeth of repentance out of his, you know, out of his spiritual body.
Mm-hmm.
It takes so long, and it's so agonizing a process.
It was just crap, like, oh, I didn't kill those people, when he did the whole time.
But that's what I'm saying. It was such an agonizing process to get him at the very end to go, I'm sorry. You know,
no, the fucking thing that sucked is that the fucking murderer was the victim the whole fucking time. That's why it's bullshit. They think that guy had to be the victim.
He's a victim.
And there's nothing for the fucking the murder.
Why should there be? They're not in here anymore. They don't need anything. They got the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
They're done. The murderer has to live with this atrocious behavior until he's put to death. They already had their lives taken.
Mm-hmm.
In a very surprising manner.
Yeah, but that's the other crappy part, is like that woman spending her time on that guy when he's the one that should be begging for the help.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. All
she could be out spending helping people that might be in that situation in the future, trying to prevent.
I tell you,
ounce of prevention, pound of cure. Ounce of prevention, pound of cure. Ounce of prevention, pound of cure.
I'm going to tell you something really
quick. I don't know that a cure has ever been made by the pound.
Depends what kind of cure it is. If it's like a nice dill rub that you put on salmon, you can make that by the pound.
What?
That being said, I would like to mention that, see, that's the tricky part of it, though, is that, Hefe, is that there are some people who believe in the whole, no matter what someone's done, as long as they're alive, the human life and trying to get a human being to understand and have some kind of self-awareness so they can, you know, hopefully, I'm just saying there's some people who, you know, that's their trip, that's what they do, you know, just like,
you know,
there's some people who race stock cars.
You know? Just like that.
Just like, you know. It's like, I don't know. You know? Could I just do that like 8,000 times in a row?
Like, I know. No, it's a...
If I find out I did when I re-listen to
it,
I'm blaming it on the margarita.
No, it's a coaching thing where I'm reminding you that you did it, so then you will do it less. When you're conscious of a speech, not impediment, but a speech deficiency, where you're not making your point... You're mentally stuttering.
Now you're going to want me to get my teeth fixed. Is that what you're saying?
Let's not noticing that, actually.
I'm just fucking with you. Noticing what?
Visual part of that? Or that you would have to actually have some teeth in order to get them fixed.
That's the French say. Touché.
Might as well, you know, I mean, you can make a saying out of anything.
Can you?
People have. Okay, yeah. Angelina Jolie.
You know, just give the people nice something to think about. You know, something. I screwed those words up.
I spickle the singlets.
Yeah.
What?
Ice pickles and sniglets. Eyeballs and crossfaders.
That's right. The best part is if you don't explain any of it. And never repeat it. Like when someone says, what did you say?
What?
Oh, nothing.
What? Same thing. Like, you weren't even conscious.
What did you just say?
What? What did I say?
Just now. You said something.
You said eyeballs and crossfaders.
Why would I say that?
That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't sound like me.
I think it's even better than the name game.
Sweet tarts and toothpicks.
Sticky wickets and crawdads. That's just like a two-legged cat trying to dance its way across a frozen Slurpee in a China mall.
What? That's like a cup of concrete tea. You know, you affect the southern accent. It'll be like, it'll be all homespun. Ah, spickles and sniglets.
That's right, homespun wisdom.
Sounded southern.
Must have been something
to it. It was about a long time drinking mint juleps on the porch to come up with that one. Must mean something profound. Ice pickles and sniglets. The remix! Boo boo boo!